Geoscience professor Tom Fitz says grunerite does not always take the form of the long, slender fibers that characterize asbestos. But he says in this case, it does.
And there is a lot of it at this one sampling location. It's a major component of the rock. And in some of these light-colored layers, it is probably 60% of the rock.
DNR analysis has also verified the presence of asbestos-formed minerals in the area. When asbestos dust is inhaled, the fibers stick in the lungs. It's linked to a form of cancer called mesothelioma.
Definitely occupational exposure to this stuff is a big deal. So it has to be understood how much of it is at the site. Definitely present up here at bulk sample site 4. It's really not known how extensive it is, though.
DNR hydrogeologist Larry Lynch says Gogebic taconite's application for a mining permit would have to account for the asbestos. The DNR is still considering GTAC's application for bulk sampling. That would explode and remove 4 tons of rock, which critics say is also an opportunity for asbestos exposure. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.